The American Star and Agribusiness finalist from the great state of Missouri, Benjamin Nindick from the Wellington Napoleon, FFA. Benjamin, tell me a little bit about your supervised agriculture experience, how you got started, where you're at today, and some of the growth.
My SAE consists mainly of baling and selling square bales of wheat straw to different farm and home stores, construction companies, landscaping companies, as well as nurseries and individuals. It started the summer of my eighth grade year. I was looking for a way where I could start my own business while without interfering with anything that my dad already had existing in his farming operation. And so we decided that I could bale the wheat straw from the wheat that he'd plant on his silage ground to prevent erosion. That first year, I was able to purchase a baler with exchange of labor money from working for my parents on their farm, as well as from savings, and I was able to bale 1,600 bales that first year and sold it to one customer. I now currently have three balers with accumulators that help reduce the labor cost and things like that and make it a lot more efficient process, and I've increased the customer base to about 15 on average from year to year, and now average about 20, 22,000 depending on how much wheat's available in my area.
Now, Benjamin, with any great SAE, there's always a few people on the backside that's pushing you to where you are today, that's pushing you to be here at National Convention. Who were some of those mentors, and why did they make that impact on you?
I'd say, first of all, my mom and dad really had pushed me to do good, and they've always been very supportive, but from kind of a, you know, standing behind me side of you, they wanted it to be my project and as well as I did, so I could, you know, make sure that I was the one making the decisions. But, you know, they had a voice in my ear, I guess, the whole time, you know, kind of helping me along and making sure I was making good decisions and things like that. And then again, Mr. Garland, my ag teacher at Wellington Napoleon, he's been a huge influence as far as, you know, what we need to do and different applications and how we need to do it and what year we should need to do this and things like that. And I'm very fortunate to have those people in my life to help me along.
Now, with any project, whether it's an SAE, a job, or just working on the family farm, we always come across some challenges. And, you know, what would be some of those challenges that you endured throughout your SAE?
The one that's probably the freshest in my mind, this past summer in around the Wellington area, west central Missouri, it rained a lot this summer and this spring too, and it makes it really hard to get your straw baled up, and the goal is to do it real fast so we can come back in with the double crop beans. And it's not just straw from my dad's fields too, you know, I'm buying straw from the neighbors and anybody I can, so I got to get that straw off the field as quickly as possible. And then with it raining every other day, that really made it difficult. The goal was to get about 40,000 bales put up last summer, and I came in just shy of about 15. So that was probably the biggest challenge I've had thus far. But, you know, we're making it work, and I've been rebaling some big bales of straw to make sure I keep those contracts with my existing customers. And
now, that's a pretty big challenge, but with all those challenges, we always learn something. So what would be some of the things you've learned over your SAE?
Probably the biggest thing is, you know, don't count your chickens before they hatch, you know, that kind of type deal, and nothing's ever a guarantee. You know, they always say if you want to hear God laugh, just tell him your plan, and that's true in agriculture if anything is, you know, but it you just got to kind of be able to adapt and roll with the punches, and you know, one door closes, another one might open up, and just kind of, you know, keep working hard, and eventually it'll turn around. So
well, Benjamin, it sounds like you've had your challenges and you've learned a lot. Is this SAE going to affect you with your future plans? If so, what are your future plans?
I'm currently a senior at the University of Missouri, and I'm majoring in Ag Systems Management with a minor in Ag Econ. And then after graduation, I plan to return to the straw business as well as continuing the other enterprises. I was able to purchase a farm last March, so we're gonna be a farmer and couldn't be happier about it.
That's great to hear. Great to hear. Your American Star and agribusiness finalist, Benjamin Nindick from the Wellington Napoleon FFA in the great state of Missouri. Reporting from the 88th National FFA Convention, I'm Thomas Shaw.